Welcome back into another edition of the Furrow Project Podcast. Eddie Greer checking in on this Friday. Yes, happy Friday, folks, in this crazy weather here in Kansas City, Missouri, the Furrow Project Podcast. All things K-State out there. I mean, at Kansas home, the K-State University. Friday, April 26, 2024, the last Friday of this month. And I'm going to be on here just for a few minutes here dealing with this crazy weather, rain, all in the forecast this weekend here. We'll see what happens. Obviously, I'll be racing on Sunday. Trolley run. It'll be my first time doing that. I am definitely looking forward to that. Pumped up for that. So I'm looking forward to that. And for K-State sports, looking forward to baseball. TCU out there. I shouldn't say out there. I should say on the road. We just talked about this on the bonus pod earlier this week, which, oh, by the way, you check it out only on Podbean Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Go check that out. As well as me and Alex talked about TCU, Arthur Kaluma, Dylan Edwards. Yep. So go down there. Check it out. Right now, or whenever you get a chance this weekend for that. And also, I've been clamoring about doing more stuff on that. Yeah, so be on the lookout for that. And hopefully here, I'll be incorporating some of those old episodes that we recorded on that channel from the fall semester. So there's a lot of good time content that has not been posted on there. So yes, I've been holding out on that, so go check that out as well. Yeah, so three game set with K-State baseball, TCU. And even though TCU's down the bottom of the standings, K-State, you got to go on there and win the series. That's what your goal is down there. So we'll see what happens. This is the start of really a four-game road set, three at Fort Worth, and then you got to go either Monday or Tuesday, next Tuesday, to face Nebraska in Lincoln. So this is going to tell the side of the tape here. In case it's going to hang around, if they're going to get even a regional spot, we'll see what happens there. Track and field will be taking place today, starting today down there, or actually at home, actually. So, track and field, the 2024 Ward Highland Invitational. As there have been some adjustments to the schedule now. I don't know if this weather affects them, Manhattan, either or not. I assume it does. Because we're only, 2 hours away from Manhattan. The men's and women's hammer throw. There's been some adjustments to the schedule will be contested. Well, actually, this was yesterday. This is actually in Wichita, Kansas. So, again, two strikes there. That happened yesterday as we record this podcast. Now today, field events begin at noon Central Time with the women's distance throw track events. A little late start, 5:30 with the women's 5,000 meters there as well. And then of course, the Wildcats, we didn't really touch on this earlier, the 4x4. They're going to be going at it as well. The men's 4x4 with Ned Matlock, Kyle Gell, Jamie Omala, and Eugene Omala. They finished fourth in the 4x4 meter relay last weekend with a time of 3:04.42. Omala, Eugene. So these are brothers, you talk, maybe twins, but who knows. But we're going to go with the brothers here. Eugene, he ran in the elite 400 meter. He finished fifth, putting down a 45.8 there as well. Now he is six in the country, well, actually six as far as K-State outdoor all time in the top 10. Huge there for him. Kay McCall, Mr. All Things Field for the field side of it anyways. Number 10th ranked in the NCAA in the hammer throw. Competed in the elite last week as well in the Mount SAC Invitational. Seventh with a 70.17, which equaled out to a 230-2 there as well. Monique Hardy on the other end continues to win, baby. She won her third straight event with a distance of 206-6 there as well. So Monique Hardy, Kate McCall winning that bank, baby. And then, of course, you got Andrew White finishing third in a discus last week as well. I would probably say that as well. So yeah, I know it's going to get to track this week. Well, there you go, track update from the men's and women's field and track and field from last week and this week as well. So there's been some adjustments to that down there at Wichita, Kansas. That's where K-State is going to be at as well for that men's basketball, right? I know we're going around the horn a little bit, and I hope, actually, probably later on tonight, I might record one of these. K-State, St. John, and let me slide on in here for a little bit. So this will be this year. Yeah, K-State will be battling St. John's in the biggest Big 12 battle later on at the end of the year, more likely than December 7th, as we're going to call it there as well. Just a little check-in with that. Rafael Patellar was put on the Buster Posey Catcher of the Year watch list yesterday as well. Patellar has done some good things so far this year on the defensive side for K-State as well. So, very congratulations on that for him. For getting on that as well. So lots going on there. Let's see. I did want to comment on golf there. Yeah, they finished at the bottom of the list in the Big 12 tournament after the women's golf team last weekend finished top three. We have that episode, of course, on the Purple Parcel Podcast feed, wherever you get your podcast there as well. And, of course, speaking of elite, yeah, so it was confirmed. I had to double check because Wave 1, Elite, that's different. That's different wording because Trolley Run has an Elite field and you have Wave 1, all this other stuff. Well, apparently it was confirmed via email to me yesterday that I signed up for the Trolley Run like several months back, long time ago. I've never run this race before and it was confirmed that I was going to be in the Elite field. So, definitely looking forward to that. I am not going to put expectations on it. We're just going to go out there. We're going to let this thing fly, baby. We'll see where we can go with it all Friday. I know there's a lot online with this particular late race. Obviously, nothing changes, right? Because you run against the same people anyway in these things around KC Metro anyway. So why change things up now, right? But the only thing is, it's all what they tell me. I believe when I see it. All downhill running for the CCBI Trolley Run. It's for a good cause as well. So I am definitely licking my chops to get the Sunday as well. I'm definitely looking forward to it, man. It's gonna be fun. I always talk about the old finish with the Kansas City Garmin Marathon where I ran a half one time. Well, with the old course, anyways. And that finish, woo! You get a lot of people on that one. That was my favorite downhill finish there as well. And they took it away. They changed the damn course, and they took that away. So man, I am looking my chops to get to Sunday. So that's part of it. I'll have a postcast on this, not on here, but on my other podcast, the 3Wide Podcast of EG3. I'll do a little breakdown of that as well. So if you're into running in that sort of thing, and hop on it over, or you can subscribe to that channel as well, which I posted an episode out yesterday, new brand new episode on that channel as well. So go check it out. We got a lot of stuff going on as well. K-State's got a lot of stuff going on as well. Big series beginning with TCU on the road. K-State track and field, men's and women's track and field in Wichita. Golf just wrapped up. I haven't heard, yeah, speaking of golf, I didn't hear anything as far as postseason goes for the women's side. Let me go here real quick to my other screen. Check it out. This is the Pro Parcher Podcast, Friday edition, Around the Horn edition. Eddie Greer III here with you guys for a couple minutes here, maybe less than that here, as I check in with that. Yeah, we were supposed to get updated on that, and yeah, so actually, yes, so the team didn't, I don't think the team didn't get it, but Carla Bernat did get into an NCAA regional bid on Wednesday. She earns the 2024, this regional will be in Texas. The NCAA Bryan Regional, the NCAA Division I Women's Golf Selection Committee announced this Wednesday. Yeah, good thing I thought about this now. Congratulate, and this is well-deserved, obviously. Carla Bernat has led this team all season long here, for the exception of the Big 12 tournament, where Haley Vargas did some damage there as well. Bernat was selected as the top-ranked individual to compete in a traditional Traditions Club. This is going to be next weekend, or next week, May 6th to the 8th. It is the sixth time a Wildcat individual will advance to the NCAA Regional, second straight year. Speaking of Vargas, Haley Vargas was there last year. At this point, it marks the first time since 2015 and 2016 that the Wildcats has had a member of the squad advance to the postseason play in consecutive seasons. Other two advance were Christine Butcher, I'm going to butcher her name, sorry for the pun, in 2003, Madison Talley, both in 2015 and 2016, and Connie Jeffrey in 2018. Stu Burke, who came over from Tulane with Carl Bonnot, along with Carl Bonnot, quote, "We are delighted for Carla to have an opportunity to compete at the NCAA Bryan Regional." As Stu Burke says, quote, "She has had a really impressive season with two individual wins, which is more than a lot of players have in their whole career. Although she will be missed, her teammates in Texas, we know the future of the program is extremely bright, and we look forward to returning the group to the postseason next year. However, for now, our main focus will be putting a plan together for the Traditions Club and making it to the national championship in California," end quote. Carl Bonnot led the team this year, K-State Women's Golf, 70.4 at scoring average, which also currently represents the top mark in K-State history there as well. So this, the Bryan Invitational, or Bryan Regional, let's see, yeah, so she'll play. Yeah, I just want to make sure the dates are correct here. May 6th through the 8th, so That is not next week, but I believe that weekend. I got to double check that. I think that's the next weekend, if I'm not mistaken there as well. As the calendar year will be turned to May already there as well. Congratulations to Carla Bernat making postseason for K-State again. We got to keep this in mind. They're going to lose Haley Vargas, but return Carla Bernat. She's going to be interesting. She's going to be a fun follow in the postseason there. She's got a good shot to make it to the Nationals. We'll see as they put the plan together. So awesome stuff right there to end the Friday episode of Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State, get it. Wherever podcasts are found, we are free and available daily or whenever have a chance to record K-State content. We've been rolling here the last couple weeks now, getting some K-State content to you guys as well. You live in a KC area. You're a K-State fan in the midst of this Missouri, all this yellow and gold, all this KU stuff. Make sure you subscribe to Pearl Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcast there. We will be talking to you this weekend for sure. Postcast TCU starting tonight. Probably won't be out. Probably won't get to it. We'll see how that goes. But for sure, I think, yeah, we'll do a postcast for sure in the morning, because I'm on a different game plan to get ready for this trolley run on Sunday. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden, shout out to him out there in San Diego, California. We'll be getting back together next week. Talk more K-State sports. We're going to raise the checkered flag on this edition. We'll talk to you this weekend on the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!